hell of a lot of messages coming through about the COVID crunch, the rip-off, people booking things and not open, cancelled because of COVID, can't get their money back. We had the example of the trip to Canada, $15,000. We've got other examples in the $20,000 and $30,000. What can you do? The ACCC says, oh, we're talking to the industry, we'll have a look at it, we might let you know next week. This has been going on for a while. On the line, Chief Executive of the Consumer Action Law Centre, Gerard Brody, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What do you reckon, all up, how much money would this involve?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if it's millions of dollars, Neil. I mean, there's a lot of people waiting for refunds.
What have you heard?
We've heard from people that have been waiting for months, you know, promises made by service providers, whether they're travel agents or tour operators or others, but the funds just haven't come through.
So what's the legal situation here? What can you do if your money's sitting somewhere else?
Well, you know, if a service provider has promised to refund you, then you are entitled to that money. It's about just the you know, the practical reality of getting it into your account rather than some other account. I'd encourage people in that situation to escalate the issue with the consumer affairs regulators, both Consumer Affairs Victoria and the ACCC. The ACCC have been doing a lot of work to directly with tour companies and travel agents and the like to encourage them, work with them, get them to resolve these matters. Ultimately, people do have a right to take any sort of consumer complaint to a legal avenue through VCAT, the Victorian Civil Administrative Tribunal.
Yeah, what does that cost you?
Yeah, there's fees involved with that, and it does take time as well. So that's not going to be a quick resolution, unfortunately.
Is there another problem here? And I was talking to a gentleman who's having trouble getting the money back out of Canada. The Canada's not going to be covered by the same rules and same laws that we are.
Well, that's right. I think Australia's consumer protection laws have fallen behind. It's really been stark during COVID. We have what's called consumer guarantees in our Australian consumer law, which gives people entitlements to refunds. And they haven't applied, in this situation. And there's also issues with, just quickly resolving disputes. In other sectors like, energy and water, we have an ombudsman that you can go to and they will escalate it and get the action from the service provider. And that's missing from travel-related disputes.
Well, we need to escalate this a bit. We need who's the minister here at the moment, Consumer Affairs?
Melissa Horne, the Consumer Affairs.
The person who did so well on public transport. Well, she needs to escalate it. She needs to put somebody in charge of saying, righto, this is where we funnel all the complaints and we'll sort it out. Not much we can do overseas, but we can sort it out here. Okay, thank you. Gerard Brody, Chief Executive of Consumer Action Law Centre. We'll get on the ACCC on Monday, but because they can't talk before then. That's what we need. Melissa Horne needs to set up an ombudsman. Not a full-time in-your-office, run-forever-ombudsman, but somebody from her department say, righto, here's the hotline, you're getting ripped off, come to us, we'll sort it. And actually sort it, not just stick it in a tray somewhere. Minister, you mucked up public transport, see if you can do this one properly.